There is trash on the streets of the world, says Pope Benedict, but also in many souls. Let us allow the words, life, and light of Christ into our consciences, so they may be illuminated and cleansed. This is the lesson that he traced from the life and work of Marguerite Douin, the French Carthusian nun whose life spanned the 13th and 14th centuries, to 7,000 people present in the Paul VI Hall for the Wednesday audience.
Marguerite's writings, which includes her earliest known examples of Provençal French, were inspired by the evangelical spirituality of St. Bruno. They reveal her fine sensibility and her deep desire for God.
In fact, little is known of the early life of the reclusive nun, apart from what is revealed in her writings, known as the Meditations.
Marguerite viewed life as a path of perfection, leading to complete configuration to Christ, above all in the contemplation of his saving passion. She imagines the Lord's life, his words and his actions, as a book which he holds out to us, a book to be studied and imprinted on our hearts and lives until the day we read it from within in the contemplation of the Blessed Trinity.
The Holy Father continued that Marguerite's writings radiate a warm love of God and deep gratitude for his grace, which, said Pope Benedict, purifies our affections and draws us more closely to him. The life and writings of Marguerite Douin invite us to meditate daily on the mystery of God's infinite love, revealed above all in the sufferings of Christ on the cross, and to find in this the strength and joy to place our lives at his service and that of our brothers and sisters. Finally, in his greeting to English-speaking pilgrims, Pope Benedict had a special welcome for a group from Pittsburgh.
I'm especially pleased to greet the delegation from the Anti-Defamation League, as well as the representatives of Pittsburgh's Jewish and Catholic communities. I invoke the Almighty's abundant blessings of grace and peace.
I'm Emer McCarthy.